pretty good flatten out that way. Make a glider out of it.
A web,
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like a flying squirrel. He hadn't got those wings whenever he's up a tree. But the skin grows right up to his elbow there.
Mm.
Nothing but this part of his leg sticking out. And when he gets ready to hop, you know, he just sticks those, those legs straight out, and he turns into a square object.
He just glides.
He's oblong square. Mm-hmm. And his tail for a rudder, now he can go 200 feet from one tall tree and another.
I never knew that.
Yeah, well, that toad had the same habit of gliding on those flattened out ponds. He couldn't go into that water 15 feet away. He glided there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't jump that distance. He
couldn't have the strength.
You know, I was always a student of nature, as that book will tell you there. I'm watching things, always learning things.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my children, you know, but I didn't grieve any because I didn't get through college. I said, everything that's worth knowing is learned out here in the woods. I said, men like me, you know, write it up and put it in books so you children raise this day and time won't be utterly ignorant, you know. Because you didn't have a chance, you know. They look at one another and kind of laugh, you know.
Yeah.
I bet you they thought about that many times.
I bet they did.
And they found out how wonderfully true that was.
Yeah, yeah, I bet.
Somebody's got to discover that out here, you know.
Well, I hope people have a tendency to respect nature and live with it without destroying it, you know. Something we have to learn to do again.
It's a wonderful thing. It would be wonderful if everybody had the same love of nature and wanted to protect it instead of destroying it. That's what I built this place out here for. I told him I wanted to be truthfully said that whenever I'm gone from the air that I left one little spot in the world more beautiful than I found it.
Mm-hmm. I think you can say that. You can say that.
People who come here and sit around with me for a long time, they go away and say they feel spiritually refreshed, bodily and spiritually.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a great place to just to sit and think and rest and...
I've had men hired in government work say the time is coming for them to retire instead of give anything in the world. They had a place like this to retire to.
I thought of that as I came up.
Yeah, you did, eh?
Love to retire here. How about worms, just ordinary worms that you dig for bait? What do you call those here?
They call them wigglers, earthworms.
Real thick, fat worms.
Grub worms?
Grub worms.
Yes.
What are Georgia wigglers? What does that mean?
Well, he's a different kind of the same thing. He's just more active, more live into him.
I see.
Whenever you get a hold of him, he just throws a fit.
I see.
These other fellows, they behave very... It'd be very nice, you know, in captivity when you dig one out here, you don't cut the buck. You go wiggle out of your fingers, it's about. You're trying to get a hook in him to hook you're catching a big brim over there, you know.
I see. That's why they're called wigglers.
Yes. Uh-huh. Wigglers.
And the insect that sends off light when he flies around at night.
The flying lightning bug.
And have you seen bugs that. They're about this long, and they have filmy wings, and they hover over water about like this, and real filmy wings, and they tend to
like
hover.
Like the wing of the old-fashioned airplane?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah, he's a form of the dragonfly, but he stays on water most all the time.
Around the water.
He's not strictly a dragonfly, but he seems to be of that family.
Yes.
Did you hear about the gold bugs?
No.
And the lightning bug?
No.
The gold bug has the wings of gold, the lightning bug the flame. The red bug has no wings at all, but he gets there just the same.
That's the moral of the story, huh?
So you never heard that?
No, I haven't.
Well, you've got it now.
Yeah, how about the, do you ever hear the